It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing.
Good morning, everyone. It's the 7th of March. May God bless you today. We're so glad that you're with us. And as those on Facebook can see, we're back home. But you know, there's a song that says, this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid out somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I don't feel at home in this world anymore. Brothers and sisters, we are headed for eternity. The final climactic events that the Bible predicts are soon to occur. Let us be ready at all times. Let us be faithful at all times. We're blessed now. By my wife, I'm dreamed up.
Let's pray, Father in heaven. We thank you for this time to come together and to be able to open up your word. And now we pray for your spirit to abide with our heart. Help us to learn, to grow, to be able to hear from you this morning by anointing the words of our pastor and filling him with your spirit. This we pray and ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, O Christian. It's about time. It's about time. Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. We are talking today about the greatest battle we face, the greatest battle we face. Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, as we read this wonderful devotional and comment on it, we pray that you bless us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity, 2 Timothy 2:19. It says the whole heart must be yielded to God. This is from Homeward Bound, page 83, and it comes from Steps to Christ, page 43 and 44. The whole heart must be yielded to God, or the change can never be wrought in us by which we are to be restored to his likeness. By nature, we are alienated from God. The Holy Spirit describes our condition in such words as these: dead in trespasses, sin. The whole head is sick, the whole heart faint, no soundness in it. We are held fast in the snare of Satan, taken captive by him at his will. God desires to heal us, to set us free, but since this requires an entire transformation, a renewing of our whole nature, we must yield ourselves wholly to him. The warfare against self is the greatest battle that was ever fought. The yielding of self, surrendering all to the will of God, requires a struggle. But the soul must submit to God before it can be renewed in holiness. The government of God is not, as Satan would make it appear, founded upon a blind submission and unreasoning control. And I want to pause here. It is the devil that uses force, not God. God doesn't even use blind submission. And if anybody could use blind submission, it would be God. Blind submission is that you got to follow me blindly. You don't need to answer any questions. You don't need any questions answered. You don't have any choice in the matter. There's no reasoning with me. You just follow me. That's blind submission. That's what the devil does. That's what those who are following the devil's plan do. You can't question a leader and go to him if or her if things aren't lining up. Things can't be discussed at a delegate meeting or whatever that are troubling the church. Friends, that's blind submission. That's blind submission, okay? That's the devil's plan. That's not God's plan. He doesn't operate that way. The government of God is not, as Satan would make it appear, founded upon a blind submission, an unreasoning control. It appeals to the intellect and the conscience. Come now and let us reason together is the Creator's invitation to the beings he has made, Isaiah 1:18. God does not force the will of his creatures. He cannot accept an homage that is not willingly and intelligently given. A mere forced submission would prevent all real development of mind and character. It would make us mere automaton. Such is not the purpose of the Creator. He desires that human beings, the crowning work of his creative power, shall reach the highest possible development. Now, I want us to think about this. You know, God made light. He made the seas. He made fruits, nuts, grains, vegetables. He made the dry land and vegetation. You know, he made the stars. But the crowning work, the peak of his accomplishment in creation, was you and me. And it was after that that he said, it is very good. If you read the account in Genesis, he said, when he saw what he had made, it was good, it was good. But when he made man, it was very good. He made us to be beings in his image who would have dominion. He has dominion over the universe, but it's almost like a king who has a prince and several princes or princesses that are in control of smaller dominions under the king. He made us king and queens of the earth. And that was the crowning act of creation. I want us to dwell on that. And so when you think about the Sabbath, after God had made this wonderful, beautiful creation called humanity, he said, let's rest, because he wanted to spend time with us because we're made in his image. And so, friends, you have people that want to try to make the Sabbath a point of drudgery, a point of legalism, and they are missing the greatest blessing that they could ever have, one of the greatest blessings they could ever have. It says he desires that human beings, the crowning work of his creative power, shall reach the highest possible development. Friends, we need to climb higher. God wants us to have better mental attainments. He wants us to have better character development. He wants us to have better physical strength. He wants us to reach the highest possible development. He sets before us the height of blessing to which he desires to bring us through his grace. He invites us to give ourselves to him that we may work his will in us. It remains for us to choose whether we will be set free from the bondage of sin to share the glorious liberty of the sons of God. In giving ourselves to God, we must necessarily give up all that would separate us from him. Hence, the Savior says, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. Whatever shall draw away the heart from God must be given up. A profession of Christ without this deep love is mere talk, dry formality. That's Steps to Christ 43:44 from Homeward Bound for today's date. That was entitled The Battle, The Greatest Battle We Face. Okay, The Greatest Battle We Face. We'll be back with a health message after a little while. We want to tell you about an announcement that just took place this past Sunday from the Department of Energy regarding the health crisis that we are still in, but was manifested in a great way in past years. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you for your kindness and grace, and we ask you to bless us. Be with us. Cause your face to shine upon us and give us peace. We thank you for all your mercies. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God is good, friends. We'll be back with a health message in a little while. And we look forward to seeing you in a few minutes.
If you're bound to diseases the whole night. the ground north of the Mason-Dixon line. Do you feel enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. So when you indulge and you run from the scale, the battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine and pop? You can break every chain. You're a up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. No disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see.
friend. I don't think I would normally be able to say this, but the bottom line is you all can go to NBC News. For this past Sunday, Kate Snow was the reporter, and she reported that the Department of Energy, after studying the whole issue of, I'm going to call it the pestilence that we've had in 2021, that they have determined that it came from a lab leak. Now, I can remember that those who would say that would not even be able to say that on this platform and on YouTube. Now the Department of Energy and the Biden administration has officially said that. So I just want to say that those who would continue to censor this information, they're censoring information that's coming directly from the White House, okay? So that being said, Department of Energy, you can go to it. It's this nightly news this last Sunday. Let's see. No, you know what? It was not as in 2 days ago. It was, let me give you the exact date. So last Sunday would have been the 5th, so it would have been the 26th because I presented it at a meeting that I gave. And therefore, obviously, the meeting was this past Sabbath. So it was on the 26th. You want to go to nightly news. That's going to be February 26th, 2023, and you will see that. So what does that mean, brothers and sisters? That means that everything we have gone through, I don't know exactly how many have died. I don't know how many have gotten sick, but it was from a lab leak. That means man manipulated it. That means it's man-made. That's what that means, friend. That's what that means. We know already that a certain type of experimentation was taking place, and it got outlawed in the United States, and period. But a senior official could, if it would help national security, he could allow it to go forward if they collaborated with another nation. I can tell you a senior official was recently deposed, and these kinds of questions were asked, and 174 times the individual responded and said, I don't recall, I don't recall, I don't recall, I don't recall, I don't recall. That was in his deposition. So the bottom line is, I'm not going to name his name, but I think you know who he is. So my brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you that we have to trust in God. You put your trust in man, you're in trouble, because man is doing things, is experimenting with things, experimenting in ways that would wipe this world off, would wipe this world off the map. But our God will triumph, and God has allowed us to see the kinds of things that are on the horizon. This was just a precursor for what is about to come. So let's make sure that we get our immune systems strengthened, my brothers and sisters. That's why we wrote the Biblical Booster, boosting the immunity of our global community, because it's going to be necessary for us to take care of ourselves using God's health plan, because if you depend on man, that which people are doing is wiping out their immune systems. It is causing large amounts of myocarditis and things of that nature, and I would not recommend that method. I'm not going to mention the method, but you know what I'm talking about. So may God bless us. I just wanted you to know that it's been confirmed that everything we've gone through that have caused all the mandates and everything came as a result of man messing with nature, and it was confirmed. We knew it already. We reported on it already. You know, I believe they knew it already. I believe that things have come out during this greatest debacle in medical history. Then they're forced to, and a lot of times what happens in politics is they come up with their own studies and say, oh, we just discovered this, like as if, you know, after censoring people who've been telling them, they said, oh, we just came out with a report, we discovered this, as though so to put themselves in a positive light that they are the ones that made the discovery. That's how politics works. But nonetheless, none of that's important. What's important, friends, is that we take care of our bodies. and that we follow the live free lifestyle. Love God, include temperance, vital water, drink vital water, eat healthy, fresh air, get rest, get exercise, and enjoy sunlight. That live free. I pray that you'll be blessed as you live free from this disease debris today. May God bless you and keep you. If we could be of any help to you, please let us know. Friends, we want to invite you to go to our flagship website, torso.org, to find out what we are all about and what we can do for you. There are products, there are herbal extracts, things of that nature that can be a blessing to you. Also, go to another website, torwm.org. That's where these worships are posted. Of course, they're posted on Facebook as well. And also, you can go to a new website, biblicalbooster.org, biblicalbooster.org. Biblicalbooster.org is where we talk about this crisis that we're in, and you can go check that out at your convenience. May God bless you and keep you, cause His face to shine upon you, give you peace. Thank you for your prayers. We know you all were praying for us as we were traveling and speaking and sharing. And we're going to go to the roll call time now. We have South Carolina on Facebook. We have on the call Maryland, Delaware again. We have Ohio and Ohio again. We have Georgia and Ohio again. We have Missouri. And we have our dear sister from Bermuda, the beautiful island of Bermuda. If there is anyone that would like to share anything, press *6. It's time for sharing and caring time. And we have plenty of time. It's not even the bottom of the hour. So if you have anything you'd like to share, please feel free to do so at this time. And while you're thinking, those of you who were able to join us, we did our seminar on the Biblical Booster, first seminar since the launch of the book. It was videotaped, and we were taping on Zoom, and there's also, from what I understand, it's on a website. There's a channel. The group was called, I forgot what they call it. Maybe my wife can send me a text, but they have a name for their ministry. Echo Valley, yeah. So there's an Echo Valley channel on YouTube. I don't know how long it'll be up, but they did tape it there, and we also did our Zoom presentation. Therefore, all the slides will be there, and we will be posting, and I'll let you know. That's probably going to have to be on Rumble just because of the content. All right. We have three callers, actually, and so we're going to take our first, which is Sister from Ohio. Good morning. Okay, we can hardly hear you. Can you say it again? Okay, good morning.
Good morning. How are you? I wanted to ask about encountering a situation with a medication called Aldol. And I wanted to know, is there an herbal equivalent, or how would a person on that be able to get off of it? Because she wants to get off of it now, and I just wondered if, you know, just want to see, tap into your wisdom, if at all possible.
Okay, you're usually coming in clearer, but I'll tell you, I don't know if I'll have to repeat it, because I'm not so sure if Facebook got it, but the bottom line is, you mentioned about a medication. We did not get the name of the medication that the person wants to get off of. What's
Haldol.
That name?
Haldol. A-K-L. Yeah.
Okay, hold on. If you happen to know what it's for, go ahead and tell me. I'm looking it up because I don't remember off the top. Okay, I see what it is. Okay, so it's like an anti-psychotic. Okay.
Yeah.
So basically, whenever you deal with mental illness of that nature, it has to be dealt with mentally, physically, and spiritually. So, you know, make sure that as a person, and of course, this is just me telling you how we have helped others. I can't tell people what to do, but I can say that, you know, a person doesn't need to be like watching TV. They need to be hearing scripture, or, you know, their mind needs to be intaking positive things, because sometimes the enemy is also at work. It's a mental, physical, and spiritual issue. So we have to do that. We also have to get rid of certain foods and drink. You know, if they're taking any, you know, alcohol or even other types of acid food. So a juice fast is necessary, in my opinion, so that a person can start putting that nice, healthy alkaline substances in their brain, in their body, going into the blood, which feeds the brain. So you change the lifestyle. Actually, sometimes when people were psychotic, they actually used cold baths back in the day. Just, you know, stand there as long as you can, not too long, but, you know, if a person could just immerse in cold, just stay there, even if it's for a minute or two, and then get up and put the blankets around and go to bed, that's a good hydrotherapy for that. I would take St. John's Wort Kava Kava. We have that in our happiness formula. I would also use the brain health formula, which has things that feed the brain, ginkgo, gotu kola. Those are the herbs they're in. And if a person, probably it might be better to wean as opposed to going cold turkey off of a medication like that. But, you know, so I would say that if a person came to and wanted our help, but that's what they wanted to do, they just want our professional opinion, I would probably wean as opposed to just going cold turkey off of that. But many people have come off of it. Many people have, and you can. But you definitely have to change the diet and lifestyle. If they're doing things like smoking, taking, you know, caffeine, you know, those types of things, a total lifestyle needs to be changed. So, you know, outside of the broadcast, if we could be of any help, let us know. But that is what I would recommend.
Hey, all right. Thank you very much. Why don't you give me a call a little bit later for that?
Okay, we'll do so. We'll do that.
Thank
all right,
you.
We're going to go ahead and take – you're welcome. We're going to take our caller now. That's going to be Sister Desiree. Good morning, Sister Desiree. Sister Desiree, check your mute, please, on your phone. We're not hearing anything.
Sorry about that. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
I was listening, came across something on YouTube, and I was looking at something else, but this came across, you know, these train derailments and everything happening, and they had two that happened, I think, in Maryland, two at the same time or something like that, and then another one somewhere, like they've been happening more frequently, and I was just wondering if you had it taken, and the person was like, they were thinking possibly it's not coincidence that it's just happening because, like, they're happening more frequently. You just have one, I think it was in Ohio or somewhere, or West Virginia or something like that. And just wanted your take on that. And then wanted to ask the question, your words, you know how it says in the scripture, seek first ye the kingdom of God first. And so having a question about that, like, actually, and what that meant, you know, the kingdom of God and what that is meaning, you know, in a sense. And us walk, you know, God is that God's character in us, and we walking and representing him. So that's it. I don't want to be too long. That's it.
So it's so interesting because we recently were discussing this with someone who had a career as a conductor for the railroad. And he told us something I didn't know. He said there are train derailments that take place every day. You just don't hear them. Sometimes they're even in just a train yard. They're minor, and then sometimes they're major. But he said derailments happen all the time. So I don't know if because of this particular one being that there was so many toxic chemicals and it was such a, you know, major you know, ecological disaster that it, you know, maybe has started to draw our attention more to train derailments. But he said they're not uncommon. He said they're usually not serious, but they're not uncommon. So I just wanted you to know that perspective. Now, that being said, I do believe in the last days we're going to have more disasters of various types, more car accidents, more plane crashes, more train derailments, more accidents at sea. I just believe the devil is trying to take out as many people as he can who are unsaved, because that means that's one more person he does not have to burn for. The devil has to burn for every saved person. He is going to pay the penalty for every saved person. Jesus paid the penalty for everybody, but the devil will have to pay the actual penalty of death, burn longer, whatever, for every person that is saved. Okay, we learned that from the sanctuary where the high priest put his hand on the goat. He was led out into the wilderness into a fit man. It was like a transference of the penalty. So the penalty of sin was transferred from the sinner to the blood, from the blood to the veil that represented Christ, the high priest, who is Christ. Then after the judgment, goes and places his hand on the head of the goat, which represents the transference final of those who were saved. So that's my take on that. Now, on the seek ye first the kingdom, anytime you read in the Bible about the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, it was always the theme of salvation. So think of the kingdom of heaven as the plan of salvation. So seek ye first salvation. Seek ye first the plan of salvation, God's plan for your salvation. Because you'll have phrases like, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto. You see what I'm saying? And then it'll give something. But when you look at the theme of that parable, it was always something, whether it be a sower who went forth to sow, and that was still teaching the kingdom, the seed being the word of God, and the acceptance of that word in our hearts, rather than it being on stony ground or thorny ground or by the wayside. We have to accept God's word in order to be saved. And so many of the parables of Jesus began with the phrase, the kingdom of God, or in there, it talked about, in each parable, it talked about, in the parables, it talked about the kingdom of God. So when it says, seek first the kingdom, don't let anything keep you from salvation. Put God first, you know. It is really sometimes a first. You know, God should be the first one we talk to in the morning. He should be the last one we talk to at night. When we think of music, we should sing songs of Zion, songs that are uplifting and would help keep you from discouragement. You can't. It's kind of hard to be depressed when you're singing, "What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms." You see, what a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. So God should be first, last, and best. Seeking first the kingdom is making sure that God is first and he has the priority in our lives, in every aspect of our lives. If you have a family, you should have family worship. Obviously, as an individual, we should have devotion with God in the morning. This is a collective devotion, but this should not be your only devotion. You should still spend time with God personally in the morning hours and throughout the day. We have an example with Daniel and with David. They prayed three times a day. So, you know, you have your personal devotion. At some point in your lunch hour or that time period, you should spend some time with God in prayer, and then also in the evening. So evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, David said. The Bible. I'll find that scripture for you. And also it says it's the same, you know, the Daniel and the lion's den story in Daniel 6. It talks about how after he heard what they had planned, he didn't change. It says he went into his chamber, opened up the door, and prayed as he had always done three times a day. Evening and morning. And at noon. Hopefully I can find it. Yes, it's Psalm 55:17. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. So I hope that answers the question about how to seek first the kingdom. Put God first. His plan of redemption should be paramount. We should spend much more time with God than we do, you know, we can watch TV for hours, and what is it doing for us? It's just taking us in down our minds, down a secular path, when we can't spend 5 minutes in the Bible, you see. So, and God has blessed, we have technology that makes Bible reading easy. You can listen to the Bible, and while you're driving down the highway, you've got spiritual books, but just the Spirit of Prophecy, and you can listen to that. There are audio books now from the website, the Ellen White app on the phone. So let's take advantage of every element that God has provided for our movement. That's the mustard seed faith. Mustard seed faith might be small, but it takes advantage of every little nutrient it can pull from the ground. That's mustard seed faith. I hope that helps, sis. Is there anything else?
I guess in a sense, so that I'm going to be correct. So as we strive for the mastery, we're representing the kingdom, correct?
Yes, the kingdom is relating to your salvation. Just think of your salvation. Put your salvation first, which is putting Christ first. So when you seek ye first the kingdom, don't let anything keep you from being saved. Don't let anything keep you from, and to be saved, we have to have a constant communion with God. So it just affects every aspect of our lives. So yes, striving for the mastery is definitely putting the kingdom first.
Okay.
Helping you understand that it's practical. So if the foods that I eat would pull me away from God because they're stimulating foods or they clog my brain, then if I seek first the kingdom, I'm not going to eat those foods because I want to have a clear mind so the Holy Spirit would reach me. If drinking alcohol clouds my mind, I'm not going to drink alcohol because if I'm seeking first the kingdom, then I'm wanting to make sure my mind is clear to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. So seeking first the kingdom affects every aspect of your life. But keep in mind this. Every command is a promise. Keep that in mind. So every time God says, thou shalt not, he's basically saying, I want to give you power to get victory over that thing. That's what thou shalt not mean. Every command is a promise because it's in God's word, and God's word is powerful. And so we need to stop seeing these things as restrictions. We should see them as power statements. They are giving you power to overcome. That's why the devil doesn't want us to understand the science of victory, and he doesn't want us to understand the power of his word. It says in a book called Desire of Ages, it says, when we learn the power of his word, we would not listen to any of the suggestions of Satan. We would have two questions. It says we would ask, what is God's command and what is his promise? Knowing these, we would obey the one and trust the other. So as we get closer to God, we get more power. We get more power. And so don't focus on all the things you have to give up right now. Just focus on getting closer to God. You know, that song says, turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim. Why does it say strangely dim? Because the things you once loved, you just don't have a relish for them. You want to spend more time with God. You see, but it just happens in a way that's almost imperceptible. They become strangely dim. Focus on spending more time with God, studying his word, claiming his promises, and you will find that a lot of the secular things that are pulling on you right now, they'll lose their hold. Amen?
Oh, amen. Amen.
All right, sis. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. God bless you. You're welcome. We have our mother in Israel. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. God bless you, bless your ministry. I have asked my granddaughter to order one of the books, and she said she was going to do it when she texts me. But I have two questions. What can I use to improve the peristalsis status of my colon, my digestive tract?
Okay, are you, I know you eat plant-based, so I'm assuming you're eating plenty of fresh fruits and vegetables?
Yes.
Okay. Are you taking Slippery Elm?
Occasionally.
Occasionally? Okay, I don't know exactly what the issue is, but Slippery Elm is kind of soothing and also helps as like a stool softener, so it just kind of keeps you regular as well. So if you need to call me afterwards, feel free to do so, you know, maybe after 8 o'clock or so. But, you know, the bottom line is I would think that taking Slippery Elm would be helpful. Another thing, if the problem is constipation, believe it or not, diatomaceous earth, which helps to get rid of some parasites and that kind of thing, but it's a nice mild laxative as well. You can actually even combine Slippery Elm with diatomaceous earth. You can take other things, you know, psyllium and other things. I just don't know exactly what the issue is, but, you know, want to keep it more on a soothing side. So I would think that, you know, Slippery Elm, aloe, those would be things that would help that are more soothing. Another soothing juice or a soothing juice is celery. Celery juice is very soothing to an irritated digestive tract. So I want to mention that.
Whenever I make my carrot juice, I include celery sticks.
You said you're going to do that or you already do that?
I already do that.
But, okay.
It's not consistent every single day. I need to make some today, this day. Carrot juice, and then I put celery in it.
Okay.
And a piece of ginger.
Uh-huh. Good for the digestion.
But I've been suffering for this problem, with this problem for years. Slow digestion.
Okay, so you said the problem is a slow digestion?
Yes, with constipation.
Okay. Slippery Elm does help. Do you take any psyllium?
No, I don't put psyllium. I do use flax.
Okay, do you use it with every meal?
No, I don't.
I would sprinkle flax with every meal. And even if you have to grind it so it's a powder, I would do that because it acts as a broom and that stimulates peristalsis as it goes down. That fiber, extra fiber stimulates peristalsis, and that's the wave-like motion that pushes the food along. So I would use flax with every meal if I had a, you know, sluggish digestion.
I would include it. I only use it like in soup, but I would do that every meal. It's possible.
Yes, ma'am. Well, keep us posted.
Thank you very much. God bless. In the love of the Sister Maria.
God bless you, too. All right, friends. God bless you all. It's time to wrap it up. I'll ask my wife, Andreemda, if she would take us to the throne. We also have Virginia on Facebook. I think we've already got everybody else on the roll call. So welcome, one. Welcome all. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Sweetheart.
Okay. I wanted to, our dear mother in Israel, we'll give you a call. There is a juice recipe that I was trying to get my husband to share with you that we can give to you that would help with digestion issues. That should overall help you with your with other issues you may be having with your colon, or I didn't get to hear everything that was mentioned. So, but we'll give you a call later and we'll share that recipe with you. At this time, we're going to go ahead and close out in prayer. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for this time to come together and to have this time of worship and fellowship one with another. We thank you for your spirit abiding with us, and we ask that your spirit will continue to be with us throughout this day. For we see how short times are. We know that things are changing and happening so rapidly. And we know that these events must take place before you come and redeem us. Oh, Lord, help us to be ready. Please help us to be ready. Help us to be able to always keep you first and foremost, seeking you for everything in our life, no matter how small it may be. We need to remember that we can do nothing without you. Therefore, you require us to bring everything to you. You are our Father. You have promised to provide for us, to lead us, to guide us, to steer us in the right way, that path of righteousness. How can we obtain that if we're not seeking you for everything we do in our lives? Why is it that we have such a hard time understanding that all matters must be presented to you? And as we present every single thing, you will then show us what to do. May we trust you, Lord. Oh, may we trust you. May we rely on your wisdom, not our wisdom. May we rely on your counsel and not our own. Help us, Lord, please, to become so dependent upon you that we will seek no other but you for help. Lord, we need to be able to have a very strong and intimate relationship with you. So personal that when we speak to you, just call upon the name of Jesus, we'll hear that still small voice say, yes, my son, yes, my daughter. Lord, that's what we need. And I pray that each of us will seek after you first, always, knowing that when we do, you are always, always there to answer. We thank you, Lord, for your word, and we pray that we'll meditate on it, keep it in our hearts and our minds. Help us to remember it. Help us to eat the very words that you have given to us so that we can be fed the spiritual food we need to be able to grow in Christ. We ask for forgiveness of our sins, for we have fallen short of receiving the image of our lovely Jesus to be upon our lives. We ask that you will forgive us for those sins, Lord. Help us to repent every sin to you. Help us to remember the sins that maybe we have forgotten about, that we have never asked for forgiveness, never repented to you. Lord, help us recall those sins to our memories. We want to be cleansed of all unrighteousness, not just some, but all. And Lord, we pray that we will be able to co-labor with you in these efforts. Let our faith be ever so increased. Let our lives, our spiritual, mental, and physical lives be strengthened ever so that we can do the work you have purposed, desired, willed, and planned for each of our lives. And help us to do all we can to be of help to others. May we rest assured of your promises that our needs will be taken care of. So even if someone comes to us asking for help and we feel like we need help ourselves, let us not hold back, but rather give. And when we do, we know that our blessings will be tenfold the amount we have given in to the life of someone else. May we rest assured of your promises, for they are surely a love gift to each of us. Thank you, Lord, for all that you do for us. We love you so dearly. Oh, how we look forward to being with you. And please help us, Lord, be redeemed. Keep us faithful to you and let us draw ever so close to you as we wait for you and your soon return. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now, undreamed of. God bless you.
Our closing song, I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord, I will trust in the Lord, I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust in the Lord, I will trust in the Lord, I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will worship. will trust in the Lord.